She shivered as the breeze picked up. It blew her glossy brown locks about her bare shoulders and caused goosebumps to rise on her arms.
"Here, allow me to warm you up."
He shrugged his jacket off and held it up for her to slip her arms into. She didn't hesitate to accept his offering. She pushed her hands into the long sleeves of soft black leather and pulled the front edges of his jacket together, covering the white tank top she wore over her jeans.
"Thank you. I wasn't expecting to go for such a long jaunt this deep into the forest."
She lifted the collar over her nose and breathed deep.
You smell good."
His bear had him leaning in. He buried his nose in her hair, dragged in her sweet vanilla scent. It swirled around and intoxicated him, made him want to pick her up and sling her back over his shoulder all over again. Instead, he gently rubbed her arms, then zipped his jacket up and enclosed her completely within its warmth.
"Feeling a little less frustrated now?"
"A touch less."
She slanted her head, her gaze questioning.
"I have no intention of leaving my clan, even though you found me."
"Is that why you've run from me all these years?"
"My clan's numbers are dwindling. There are far fewer mated pairs than ever before, and when I discovered you weren't from my clan, I'd never felt such sorrow. I've let them down."
"So by running, you decided our fate before you'd even given me a chance to prove myself."
He stroked a finger under her chin, and his bear rumbled in delight at the sheer softness of her skin, so creamy and smooth.
"I would never keep you from your kin, Isla, nor do I ever intend to in the future. There must be give and take between mates, and more so between you and I, since we come from separate clans."
"You're serious?"
Her tone held disbelief.
"You won't insist I leave my people to join with you?"
She inched closer, touching the tips of her boots to his. Those long legs of hers, encased in dark blue denim, showcased every delectable curve from her pert bottom to her knee-high leather boots that hugged her slim calves.
"That's right."
"Then I'm free to go."
"You're free to leave whenever you wish, but if you go, then I go with you.